Thank you very much for doing this, and thank you very much for allowing us to be part of this. First of all, could I get you to introduce yourself, and what is going on here?
My name is Wendy Goulet. I'm with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency Committee. Today, October 4th, is a national day of for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls and Two-Spirited nationwide across Canada. So today we are doing our walk in Valley View. We are going to leave the zoo at 12 noon, and we're going to walk to Jubilee Park, and we're going to hear from some of the families that have been impacted by missing and murdered Indigenous women. And then Peace River, we're going to be gathering at the Peace River Museum at 4:30. At 5 p.m. exactly, we're going to leave the museum. We're going to march from the museum down to Riverfront Park. This year in Peace River, there's some of us who have learned the Woman's Warrior song from Cheryl Sweepy Hagen, and she's going to come down and support us with this walk today. So we're really excited about the Peace River walk and singing with Cheryl. Everyone is welcome. We welcome everyone to come out and support us. We need allies in the community, and we'd like to raise awareness for our Indigenous women and girls who are missing. We still have Shaylin McAllister, who's been missing since 2019 from Fairview, so we like to raise awareness for that fact. Also like to send out prayers and thoughts to the families that are impacted recently for missing and murdered Indigenous people. I know in Falaire, they're just going through a recent case there from September 22nd.
The allies you mentioned, the allies are, unfortunately, it's the list, the unfortunate list that's growing. But are the allies growing at the same rate, if not more, right now in your mind?
For us in our Peace River walk, yes, I would say most definitely that we have a lot of allies that support our walk. We actually started 1 year before the national walk, before it became a national day nationwide. We started 1 year previous of that starting. And in our community, the walk comes from non-Indigenous people. Some of them were very key in helping give the support to start the walk happening in Peace River. In Valley View, we still need more support out here. This is probably our third or fourth walk that we've done in the community. We're always looking for partners, supporters, allies to help us to do this work, to get the word out and just show solidarity. It's hard when you're a family impacted by somebody who has been missing or is murdered. There's always questions you can never get over, but getting support from the community, it really helps families sometimes just to see, for them to see that other people care, that we're not doing this alone.
The word that is getting out now, obviously, I remember doing this way back in Prince Albert about 15 years ago, and it was big then. How much bigger has it gotten? And especially when the word is getting out so much that unfortunately this is happening, and we need to say, whoa, wait a minute, hang on.
So I'd say the word has gotten bigger through the years. In 2015, we had the National Inquiry happen. Right now, what we're waiting for is we have 231 calls for justice that came out of the National Inquiry. We are calling on the government to operationalize that those calls for justice. There's things that can happen with those calls for justice that will help us in our community. Hopefully help prevent some of this stuff from happening.
Are we turning a corner for the positive?
I think so. Like pre-pandemic, definitely we were getting the word out there. We had, we're getting a lot of different community members to come out and support. With the pandemic happening, and then with Orange Shirt Day kind of getting, Orange Shirt Day's kind of September 30th has gotten the front seat now. It's kind of like, I feel like we're lost a little bit of momentum, but that just means as advocates that we'll hit the ground running and make sure we're promoting both as much as we are September 30th for next year.
And I'm obviously thinking with September the 30th now and the walks that are happening with Sisters in Spirit, there are some jurisdictions that have now put a week into this. How encouraging is that they're doing this for a week?
That is amazing. The biggest thing for, like, even with September 30th, and even with this work that we're doing, it's having Canadians of all walks of life understand the true history of Canada and to know what we've gone through as a people, with learning more about the in history of Canada from our lens, Indigenous lens, and knowing exactly what really happened. It'll bring more empathy and understanding to our community and, you know, grow more support for what we're doing, I guess.
I think that will work just fine. Wendy, thank you very much.
Thank you.